Businesses have been dealt a setback in federal court. A judge has refused to issue an injunction in the franchise business's lawsuit against the city of Seattle over the $15 minimum wage law. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports.
Lawyers for the International Franchise Association had argued that the law discriminates against franchise businesses. Among other things, they argued it violates the Commerce Clause, the Equal Protection Clause, and the First Amendment of the Constitution. U.S. District Court Judge Richard Jones issued a 43-page decision rejecting those arguments. He wrote that the evidence of discriminatory effect must be substantial to warrant an injunction. And he continued, the court finds no discriminatory purpose or effect to the law, and the plaintiff's other claims were unconvincing and untenable, he wrote. With no injunction, the new minimum wage will start to phase in on April 1st as scheduled. It will be $11 an hour for large businesses and $10 to $11 for small businesses, and then will rise to $15 an hour at different rates over a period of years. Franchises are small, locally owned businesses, but they're considered big businesses under the law because of their connection to larger national networks. Although the injunction was denied, the lawsuit will go ahead with an expected court date in October. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.